You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
624 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We are live from Public at Paces Ferry Center. Dylan is back at the station keeping us on air. Gordon's out here making us sound amazing. And we have Play-Doh here as well. If you want to see Play-Doh, the Publix mascot, we have just tweeted out a photo that we took with him at 929 Morning Shift. We've also got the address posted there. If you want to pop it in your GPS, it's 2451 Cumberland Parkway.
I was eyeballing Play-Doh's Publix t-shirt. I think we wear the same size. You know what I mean? Could be one of those things. Don't ask what the P stands for. You know, right there in the middle of the chest. It's good stuff, man. I love it.
Well, we are having a great time out here at Publix. I know Boar's Head is about to have some samples coming our way. We've got donuts. We've got orange juice, bananas, black coffee. We've got it all this morning.
Yeah.
So if you are in the area, again, please stop by. We'll be out here until 9 a.m. Play-Doh is in tow. So if you have the kids with you, they would love to meet Play-Doh. 2451 Cumberland Parkway. Now, the Falcons head to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. Mike and Bo here will kick things off with pregame on the Atlanta Falcons radio network at 2 o'clock. Kickoff is at 4:05. Falcons are 5-9. Cardinals are 3-11. And honestly, kind of feels like a must-win for both teams at this point, and I hate saying that. But before we get into this preview of this matchup, can we talk about the report that came out yesterday from Jacina Anderson that some higher-ups within the Falcons organization are still interested in Bill Belichick for head coach? And Atlanta was mentioned, but so was New York and Cleveland as a stopping point for him.
I don't mean this to sound any type of way about Jacina Anderson, but I thought she only followed Cleveland football these days. Dead serious. Dead serious. I saw the report from her, and I was like, is she a national? Are we, like, you know, is this one thing she heard about Cleveland and kind of investigated further? She's been, you know, so hard on the Cleveland train here lately, but –
Yeah, I was surprised as well. She took time to break away from her breakdowns of Kevin Stefanski's offense and Shedeur Sanders' mechanics.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go that far, but yes, I appreciate the fact that you did. I genuinely was like, oh, I thought that she was kind of had just kind of focused on at least that division. You know what I mean? And so it was interesting to see that report kind of come out.
I'm interested in this because this is very interesting. Because can we name some people's names about who we think higher ups are in the Falcons organization? I mean, it's Arthur.
Sure.
Soon to be Josh Blank, who's obviously going to take the team over at some point. That's already been announced. It's not breaking news. Rich McKay.
Yep.
Who's the CEO of all things AMBSE, including the Falcons. Greg Beatles, president of the team.
There you go.
Aren't those the same people that we were told kind of put the kibosh on this a few years ago?
Yeah.
So who are these people? Who are these higher-ups. I mean, I don't think Terry Fontenot wants Bill Belichick in there. I wouldn't if I was him. I'm curious who are these people?
I think it goes back and depends on who you believe we were told by that they put the kibosh on it. You know, if it's a hiring committee of 15 people, if they're on a hiring committee, they're all kind of higher ups, right? You don't know. We don't really know who inside that meeting is the one that put the kibosh on Bill Belichick being here. I will be the first one to say, however, on this segment, thank you for doing that, whoever it was. I did not want the circus of Bill Belichick around here, and I am so glad that it did not happen. There's people out there that are like, oh, we should have hired him. I get that. I get if you're not excited about what Raheem brings to the table and you're not, you know, very happy with what the Falcons have been. But I have no regrets over not hiring Bill Belichick to that role right now. And so whoever it was that was a higher up, thank you very much. I'm good on that. Like, I don't need any of that circus coming around here, you know, like it has over the last couple of years. It's been crazy.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I just would like to know who these higher ups are, because all I've been told are the people that make – the only – I've been told, and I'm being a little bit of, jerk when I say this, but I've been told that Rich McKay – and Arthur make all these decisions. So, who are these people that are mentioned in this report? That's the thing where we can, you know, the curiosity is going to come in for me as, oh, you tell me this, and now you're telling me there's random people that apparently had decision making that make decisions about the team, because that's what this would be, is a team decision. So.
Can I?
I want you to play devil's advocate.
You want me to play devil's advocate here? All right. Let me just say that they're like. I'll just throw this out as a possibility for these higher ups. All right. You just mentioned Josh Blank. What if Josh Blank's in his dad's ear and he goes, "Hey, Dad, one of the reasons that some of these higher ups didn't want you to hire Bill Belichick is because they were afraid for their own job, and they knew that he would want a clean house and take over everything, and so maybe this is something we should possibly revisit at this point."
Okay, that's great. So Bill Belichick.
Do I think that happened? No.
Hold on.
No,
but,
I don't
but,
think
that. But here's what I'm saying. But here's what I'm because I like to play these games, because this is how you actually understand things and not or come to understand things and not just throw stuff on a wall, and if it doesn't slide down, say, oh, so it must have happened.
Right.
You think Bill Belichick's going to come in and run the Falcons from the GM down and somehow get rid of Rich McKay?
I think that Bill Belichick would come in only under the understanding, or probably the understanding was he would probably come in and say, none of y'all have anything to do with the football team.
But I thought,
straight up.
But that's what we've been told by Arthur is the way it is now.
My point of playing devil's advocate is Josh would know better than we do.
Yeah.
And I think I speak for a lot of people when I say I don't believe a lot of the stuff we've heard about the higher-up situation.
I just say that because there seems to be a lot of things thrown around with certainty. I know we got to get to the game, but there's a lot of things that are thrown around with absolute 100%, this is it.
For sure.
This is the problem. And then you hear this, and I'm like, well, I can guarantee you that if I was I'll just say it like this, because I don't know. This is just me. If I was – one of those people that has been thrown around as the problem, and that is, and you're the problem. This, if I was rich or whatever, and I heard that a higher up was mentioning that name to someone else, because I'm powerful, I'd be like, how can I get you? You've got to be gone immediately, because that would be self-protect. I don't believe that's the case though, because I'm lucky and I get to hear things and see things and know things. But that's the problem with that thought process, is like it doesn't make sense to me.
Let me approach this from another angle, because I do have a question just forward-facing about the report. I know how I feel about this, and I'll preface this with saying that Jordan and Bill somehow break up in the next few weeks, right? Mm-hmm. It's a bad Christmas Hallmark movie.
You got to get through the holidays before you can break up with someone,
We'll get through the holidays. You know, gifts were exchanged, and then we get to January, and there's a breakup.
Okay.
What would you feel if they hired Bill? If Bill was like, you know what, I'm done coaching, and they hired Bill to a front office role to oversee all things football and to make a coaching hire himself?
I have a problem, because I don't believe Bill's coming here. I don't think Bill wants the NFL to be a GM. I think Bill wants the NFL to get that coaching record. And you're going to – I hope you brought an extra pair of drawers, because you're gonna lose it when I say this. I thought Mike Bell said it perfectly yesterday. Of all the things that made Bill Belichick the greatest. All the things he did, his mindset, no distractions, all of that. He is absolutely, completely 180 from that right now, and that's why I can't have Belichick. You can't come here and be a blank hole and treat people like crap and not win and not live up to it. And everything he's done the last 2 years is completely against that and away from that thought process.
I agree.
And when I tell you that I heard Mike say yesterday, and I was like, man, I can't believe I 100% agree with Mike. But Mike Bell was spot on with that yesterday.
I completely agree. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't want anything to do with him here. But I think that there is – if you believe the report from Josina Anderson that there is interest from the higher-ups, and there's, you know, that Bill Belichick, you know, maybe that he's coached in college, and he's like, you know, this isn't really that cool. This is not what I thought it was going to be. I would have to believe – that I would feel better about it if this were the story and it was simply for a front office job. Because one of the things we've talked about that I do truly believe is one of the issues with the Falcons is there's really not a linear vision from the top down. And I think that goes all the way from Arthur and Rich and Greg. Terry, it's like you want to move on from a coach. Okay, how many times do you have to reset the personnel here to get what that coach wants to do? And if you're still resetting personnel – is it really fair to point the finger at Raheem and go, well, you didn't coach this team up to its ability? And he's looking at you going, I don't have the players that I want to have to be able to do what I want to do. So I think that there is some value into, in my mind, creating some sort of linear vision for this franchise. I don't think that Bill's that guy, in my opinion. But if that's the direction they were going and they were like, hey, we need to get somebody from the top down, let's talk to Bill again and see if there's any interest. That would make things more believable on my end, at least as a...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fan.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think that's why we've pointed out that, you know, when everyone says, well, why can't Robinson run McVay's offense the way McVay does? And we try to say, well, because McVay has spent 10 years building the exact personnel that he wants to run that. He's also got a guy that's 37 years old that still has the arm strength of a 19-year-old, an elite 19-year-old arm, and has the processing of a 60-year-old head coach at this point. And that's what Stafford is. Look at some of the throws he made last night.
Crazy.
And I mean, just the intelligence of understanding where the defense is. I thought Kirk Cousins broke it down in that press conference about how you play quarterback, and imagine imagine that brain with Penix's arm.
Yeah.
That's Stafford.
Allie, do you believe in signs?
Do I believe in signs? With a bird flying in front of us, yes.
With the Cardinals and the Falcons playing this weekend, and we got a bird just flying all over the place.
Yeah, but I think that might be a brown thrasher.
So what would that sign be? Because they're both birds.
It's a bird type weekend, man. It's a bird type weekend.
The state of Georgia is better than Arizona.
There we go.
It might mean the Hawks are going to make a run. I don't know.
So I want to get into this in the huddle, because I think of the cities that were mentioned in that report, I think we're the least likely for Bill Belichick to actually make a move. Also, New York and Cleveland were mentioned as well. We'll talk about that later at 7:20. But next, got a big game tonight. Bama, Oklahoma.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I forgot about
you
that one.
You forgot about that one, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. We'll break it down and more college football playoff games. And we've got my Mac drop. Look, it's that time of year that you might need an extra someone to talk to. And the sweetest ladies have set that up for you. It is next with the morning shift. We are live from Publix at Paces Ferry Center on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.